Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parashat Devarim. Words, things. Week 44, Third Aliyah. Taking with them some of the fruit of the land, they brought it down to us and reported, "It is good land that the Lord our God is giving us. But you were unwilling to go up. You rebelled against the command of the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 1, verse 25 and 26. What side of the report do you listen to? When Moshe narrates the story of what happened when the spies came back from their mission with their fruit of the land in their hands, informing that the land of the Lord gave them was a good land, he doesn't mention the negative side of the 10 spies' report. Since the word of the Eternal had entered his heart, he knew that obstacles wouldn't be a problem to conquer the land, and in spite of wars, the sons of Israel were going to inherit what the Eternal had promised. Those who receive the Eternal's promise with faith in their hearts see the possibilities and keep a positive mind, seeking solutions when problems arise. Moshe only saw the positive side when the spies came back, but most of the others only saw the downside and listened to the part of the report that portrayed an image of impossibilities. What's the difference between one and the other? What is the central point, the one that divides between one reaction and the other? The answer is trusting the Eternal. Faith is trust. Faith is to be absolutely sure that the Eternal is totally powerful and faithful to fulfill His promise. That trust is focused on the positive side of the report, seeing it as a confirmation of what the Eternal has said. Hashem said that He gave us a good land, and here it is. We see it with the proof of the fruit brought by the scouts. The one who pays attention to what the Eternal promises and the one who trusts in His love and forgiveness will be able to see the positive side of the reports and will be willing to overcome difficulties presented by the downside of the reports, knowing that the Eternal is powerful and faithful. Moshe only saw the positive side of the report, and that's why he couldn't understand why the people didn't want to go up to the land. It was a good land. The Eternal gave it to us. Then, how is it possible that they wouldn't come up? For Moshe Rabbeinu, the matter was crystal clear, but not so for the great majority. When facing a challenge given by the Eternal, be very careful with the Yetzer Hara. This is the inclination within each and every one of us. The bad inclination which will only see the negative side. The Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination, finds out the positive side and rejoices with it, acting accordingly because it trusts in the Eternal's promises. May the Eternal, who is good, help us put His words in our hearts so that we can believe and trust them completely without being depressed by the negative side of the reports, but concentrate on their positive side and conquer what He has already given us. Blessings and Shalom.